Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Onega basketball, now joined by girls head coach, that is Craig Boswell. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, it's been quite the stretch for your team and certainly quite the gauntlet, as you'll continue that on Friday with Valley Heights, but Donovan West, Clifton Clyde, Frankfort, you know, these are top-tier teams in the league. You've gone through a tough stretch, and obviously Valley Heights awaits on Friday, but, you know, how has your team kind of handled these last couple of weeks and playing this tough stretch?
We found out a lot about ourselves, and we're learning about what kind of team that we are and what we kind of need to work on, you know, the next couple of games next year. And, you know, we got a younger group of girls, you know, maturity-wise, they show that they're not very disciplined, you know, against these tougher type caliber of teams. And so it's just something that we got to grow, and we got to fight, and we got to learn how to win and handle the pressure that these teams can really show.
And how about the next matchup Friday against Valley Heights? They're number 3 in Class 2A. They're 16-2, and they got so much talent across the board, length, size, athleticism, and can certainly shoot the ball as well. And, you know, what's kind of the mindset with not just the coaching staff, but just with your girls trying to go into this game and compete with one of the best in the state?
Yeah, you know, they are very talented, and Coach Brockman, he's done a fantastic job, you know, during the time he's been there. You know, we just got to go out, and we have to get better, you know, even if they are 3rd or 3rd in the state. We just got to go out there and worry about ourselves and try to make some big stops and try to just grow throughout the game. And ultimately, we just want to get better for the next game.
And just 2 games left. You'll get Valley Heights Friday and then Wetmore to close it out on Monday next week. And then obviously we'll get ready for Substate after that. And are you a fan of Substates featuring mostly teams out of the TVL? I know some coaches like it, maybe some don't, and some would like to see maybe teams they're not familiar with, but, you know, Centralia, Donovan West, Frankfort, and Troy, all part of the Substate this year with you guys. And are you a fan of that? Does it really matter? What's your kind of take on the Substate?
Well, you know, it would be kind of nice to play other teams, kind of see where we match up, you know, with other teams. You know, I truly believe this. TVL is one of the best sports that we have to have, you know, 4 to 5 TVL teams, 1 division, or 1 sub-state. But, yeah, I'm kind of leaning on the side of wanting to play other teams and just kind of see if the TVL can come out on top in all sub-states.
There it is, Craig Boswell, head coach of the Buffaloes, as they got 2 games left here in the regular season, as they will get one of the best in a 2A Valley Heights on Friday, and will close things out against Wetmore on Monday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.